We're going to stay with the same technique that we've been doing with the world, just so everyone gets used to it and can do it, on your own and feel confident in it. I think we've seen that it's a pretty straightforward technique. It's a variation on what in Tibetan is called Tonglen. But the principle is quite universal and is found in multiple traditions. And the benefit to oneself, as well as the benefit to others, is, I think, palpable. And so that's its own benefit to the practitioner, that we can feel the benefit in ourselves, the multiple benefits within ourselves, whether it be just from honing our shamatha skills by focusing on the breath, focusing on what breath is, who is breathing, etc., which all of these things are individual, per sitting, and whatever arises in our awareness. And also the practice of vipassana, prajna, wisdom, at the same time. So when we feel something and it becomes an insight, not a distraction, but an insight, which is what we did last time with when we had the elongated version with the breath about coming and going and all arising from cessations, etc. That was a vipassana or prajna kind of aspect of this technique. And then there is, again, all the bodhicitta of it, of the wish for others to experience the same excellence within themselves, because it is within themselves. If it is within us, it has to be within all beings, at least of our species. And so that's just straight logic. So we smile for all kinds of reasons, and maybe for no reason at all. And we feel our breath. It is coming and going. That's what it does. In and out. And because our breath comes in from the entirety of the world and all shared beings who are also breathing, creating breath, participating in breath, including the winds and the earth, because of that, we are alive. Without breath, we don't exist. Not in an embodied form. So with each breath for the next contemplation time, feel the truth of that. Experience the truth of that. This incarnation is possible because you are breathing. The marker of this incarnation ceasing will be that your breath will cease. You will breathe out, and it'll be the last time for this incarnation. And when you breathed in as a newborn, it was the first time for this incarnation. And in truth, we do not know when that last breath will be. Just as in truth, if you were born old school, your mother did not know exactly when you would be born. Or if you have birthed children, naturally, you did not know exactly when that child would be born. And so with each breath as a human being, we have this interesting combination going on. We feel its flawlessness, and we have confidence that breathing will just continue. Even those who have asthma, and which there are people here that do, and who have struggled many times in their life to just survive with their breath. And the panic that goes on with that, a visceral physical panic. But breath comes back. And time after time, even just while we're sitting here, breath comes and goes. And so we have this confidence that it will be like that kind of forever. In our mind, we know one day it won't be and we will die. But we kind of don't really believe it. So that's one side of it. The other side of it is that actually we know, our body knows, that breath is uncertain. And because of that, we spend our lives chasing after this and that, accumulating this and that, all to reify, to mirror back to us, I exist and I will be here for a long time. But because that is uncertain, and we know it from deep inside, we do those psychological things and behavioral things. And the same is so for all our brothers and sisters, all our mothers and fathers, our fellow human beings. Some cultures embrace birth and embrace death equally, celebrate both equally. Some cultures push it away like a dirty sock. So, out of compassion and empathy, because we ourselves have taken a few moments to contemplate this, our heart center alights and radiates in all directions. It is so. Life is uncertain. Not only its length and duration and quality, but the very fact of existence is uncertain. So in great compassion for everyone who lives that truth and doesn't know that that's what's driving them, we open our hearts and radiate the certainty of the heart and heart essence, the ground of being, in all directions. being's incarnation is precious and rare. And if we question its rarity as a human being, all we have to do is look around us. There are more animals, more insects, more fish than there are human beings. Therefore, numerically, to be a human being is rare. And so as we breathe, and our heart radiates in all directions to all human beings and to all beings, the wish that beings awaken to how precious each moment of this incarnation is, how rare are its opportunities, that we all might awaken to that and live accordingly. Whatever that means in any moment. May it be that this meditative contemplation inspires us and thereby awakens the heart center of our crown, the heart essence of the crown center. And may it be that each of us in our unique ways will feel inspired, directed, motivated to what only you can say, only you can feel within your heart and your mind. and the heart essence of the crown radiates in all directions, resonating with all our brother, sister, father, mother, human beings in the world, and all sentient beings. But within human beings, we trust and have confidence that this resonance being born of us as a group, from human beings, that it will resonate with others. That the inspiration, directedness, and motivation that is illumined, that is true, and guides one in truth, in all its manifestations and expressions. We have trust and confidence that it is resonating with others, that in this very moment, there are many beings, many human beings around the world, sitting up, listening, noticing, being inspired to an illumined way, a heartful way. And standing in that trust within ourselves, and these understandings, at least in a slight manner, we've had freshness with these understandings. We feel our root center from its core in relation to our Mother Earth and in relation to the ground of being shared by all. And we feel that firmness. Though uncertainty is an ongoing factor in every regards, once we are born, and even the question of moving from womb to birth is itself fraught with uncertainty, blessed by uncertainty even. There is a firmness There is something unchanging and stable. And that is the essence of being. And so with our root center, we can feel that truth of standing, truth of being. And so let us say to ourselves as we complete, forms come and go, but essence of being is beyond fluctuation. Forms come and go, but essence of being is beyond fluctuation. Forms come and go, but essence of being is beyond fluctuation. And then we smile and take a long, slow, deep breath with all our brother, sister, father, mother, sentient beings, as well as human beings, all around the world and the world to itself. May you be inspired all through the day by these contemplations. Create your day, my friends. Love you all.